We're back, and as promised, Dr. Jen is with us. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Basically, she's good at giving relation. Well, she's good and good at giving relationship advice. Dr. Jen, how are you there, baby?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very, very good. It's intriguing what we want to talk about today, you know, because...
Because it involves sex.
Involves sex, and some of it is, you know, can turn out to be hands-on sex.
Yes. Very much so.
You know, with the way technology is now in the world is so much smaller. You can basically talk to anybody, anywhere, at any time in the whole world, which is good. But there are bad sides, right?
Absolutely, there are. There like, definitely are.
Like, how do we, let's say, how do us guys get ourselves in trouble with some of these chat rooms and the technology and this kind of, you know, tinkering in these gray areas?
Well, a lot of the time, men start to go on these lines because it looks fun or they see a great picture, and before they know it, they're spending more time actually doing internet sex than they are actual face-to-face sex, which really can erode the intimacy in their lives. You know, well, it's a lot of fun sitting and looking at pictures or emailing back and forth with someone doing online sex. If that is the bulk of your sexual diet, you're in big trouble.
So, Dr. Jen, at what point is this kind of unhealthy? Like, if you're married, if you're in a relationship, and your woman notices that you're spending a lot of time on the internet, when should she step in?
Well, first of all, if you are in an intimate relationship, it totally depends on what the agreement is in your relationship. There are some married people or boyfriends and girlfriends who say, hey, I don't care what you do on the internet. They are the exception to the rule, but there are people who have more open relationships. If you are in a monogamous relationship and your partner does not approve, then you should not be doing it.
So where do you know the line is? Is there a cut and dry kind of line where internet and eating ain't cheating, so to speak?
Well, you know, like I said, it depends on the rules of your relationship. And to me, any time you are choosing internet contact with someone that you don't know over face-to-face contact, you are starting to get into big trouble. Because to me, the issue is about intimacy and about a lot of people find themselves using the internet to escape from intimacy. Actual internet sex in and of itself isn't necessarily a problem, but if you are sitting at home doing internet sex and you are not actually getting to your job on time, if it's affecting your life, if you're choosing to partake in internet sex as opposed to going on an actual date,
Yeah. And
you're in big trouble.
Right. And do most of these guys that are chatting it up with the girls on the internet, do they actually go out and meet them, or is it just kind of a computer fling?
Usually with internet sex, it's a computer fling. But there's also kind of internet prostitution where you cross the line and the person who you've been paying to chat with you and have internet sex becomes a hooker.
Hmm. I see, you know, and what you said about, you know, becomes a substitute for the actual human contact with your girlfriend or your spouse, that's when it becomes a real crisis. And when it gets to that, do people that you've come in contact with from experience need counseling? They need professional help? Is there some way to just stop it?
Well, yes. Sometimes people are able to just stop it. But in my eyes, getting counseling is a good idea at that point anyway because it's a symptom of a problem. And just because you stop the problem doesn't mean the symptom has actually been resolved. Anytime someone is doing these kind of actions over face-to-face contact or actual interaction and intimacy, to me it means that you have a problem with intimacy. And the truth is, most people struggle with intimacy to some degree and could use some work there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is it mostly guys that do this, or are girls addicted to this cyber sex thing now too?
It's more of a guy thing, but, you know, we women are catching up in every area.
Yeah, they want equal rights in all these hands-on problems. Yeah, so if you're having these relationships, you know, with your computer screen and your mouse, you probably do have a problem. And it's a sign of some deeper relationship problem, as you said. So there should be some kind of red flares going up, even in the, you know, in the user's mind. They must know that something bad there, and there's some reason why you're straying off into the World Wide Web.
And also, you know, I have worked with people who have literally spent 10 hours a day online looking for internet porn or internet sex, and they knew something was wrong and it felt bad, but they got so caught up in the cycle of it and hunting for just the right site or just the right person that they felt terrible, but they had such a difficult time breaking that cycle. But there is help out there.
Well, there is a, you know, like we started out by saying, the technology is there. It's a great thing, but just like all good things, they got to come to an end. And anything that's overdone is can be bad.
And you know what? The great news is that because the internet is so terrific, you can also find counseling on the internet. You can even there are organizations that do online counseling. So if you're someone who's agoraphobic and is afraid to leave your house, you can get counseling from your own home.
Thank you for your time. I'll tell you what, Dr. Jen Berman, licensed marriage and family therapist, do you have a website anybody wants to know more about you or more information on this subject?
Sure. It's drjen.com, spelled out drjen.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. We respect your advice, and thank you very much. We'll be in touch, and thanks for the time on this. It's a pretty important subject.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Cool.
Thank you.
Anytime.